At the headquarters of the nonprofit Coral Restoration Foundation in Key Largo, founder Ken Niedermeyer is leafing through photos of what coral reefs in the area used to look like when he would go diving as a young man.
There was coral all over the place, great big lush stands of Elkhorn coral that you couldn't even see the end of, you know, acres and acres, you know, a lot of fish, a lot of conchs, but things have changed.
Disease has been the coral's biggest enemy since then. He says for two types of coral, Elkhorn and Staghorn, the outbreak was so bad it reduced their numbers to just 2% of what it was 25 years ago. Niedermeyer looked around and wondered.
The reefs are wasting away. Isn't somebody going to fix it? Isn't somebody going to do something? And I realized, no. People were studying it, but they weren't doing anything.
His solution was to start the Coral Restoration Foundation in 2007. He grows coral in underwater nurseries around the Florida Keys, and then he glues it onto protected reefs where it flourishes. It started as an experiment with his daughter's 4-H club, using just 6 pieces of coral.
And now there's about 5,000 of those corals from that original 6 in that area, and it's 100 yards by 200 yards, just swim. There's just coral all over the place.
He and his staff have led hundreds of dive expeditions with volunteers from around the country to glue the coral he grows onto the reefs. Niedermeyer embraces the term voluntourism to describe what he offers to tourists.
When they come down and they do a 2 or 3 day thing with us, they take back this hope that there's something that can be done. So they take back pictures and slowly it's going viral.
He's recently started 3 more coral restoration programs in the Caribbean and South America, and he gets requests for help with others all the time. Funding for his 5-year-old venture comes from a mix of grants from the government and companies like Disney and from private donations. Niedermeyer says he's happy to be helping rebuild the reefs, but that wasn't his intention when he started growing coral.
Hit the market with thousands of corals and we'd make a ton of money. That's what we were thinking. And before we ever got anywhere near 1,000 corals, we were starting to plant them on the reef, and my whole passion changed.
Niedermeyer, who's been called the Johnny Appleseed of coral, says he's learned that making a difference is a lot better than making money. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.